when we start to enter into worship, we need to have the correct perspective. And of course, we're here to follow, listen to, and respond to Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And this is the core of the teaching of Jesus. And if we go to Matthew chapter 8, and if you've got your Bibles or your devices, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 8. Sorry, Mark chapter 8. Thank you. Mark chapter 8. And this whole series, this is, if you like, the middle of Mark's gospel. Jesus has fed the 4,000. He's healed the blind man. And then he says to the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" And you can imagine Jesus pointing to them. "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Christ." And then that started Jesus to teach about his real purpose in coming and what his disciples, the people that follow him, are to do. And it goes on, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Forever who wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it." And so as we enter into worship, of course we want to give glory, honor, and praise to the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we also want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. We also want to follow in the footsteps of the saints that have gone before us in their worship and in their sacrifice, in their following of Jesus to the cross. So please, as we can stand, let's stand and start our worship, and JP will lead us.